We're going to turn now to scriptures. I'm going to read our reading this morning, taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, reading from verse 25 to 34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is it not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? So is not life more than food, and the body and more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. Come and join me, Rachel.
So we've heard that Jesus says, do not worry. It's almost like an imperative instruction. Do not worry. He leaves us with no doubt not to worry. Not about anything. Not about our food, not about our drink, and not about what to wear. I've changed several times this morning because I realised I had to have a microphone on, so I've definitely failed there. But Jesus says not to worry about anything. So it's quite a challenge. But if we're not to worry, what are we to do? You know, we can think about the news and we can think about our own personal lives and our families' lives. What do we do with all this worry? Well, I have realised that this most wonderful book is full to bursting with hope. Not just hope for today, tomorrow or next week, but a hope in the Word of God, in his kingdom principles. Every page brings hope to the hearts and minds of those that are seeking the Lord. And that hope is demonstrated in the life of Jesus. So perhaps not a command, but an invitation to live differently. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 tells us that if we ask, we'll be given. If we seek, we will find, and if we knock, the door will be opened. An invitation. Jeremiah 29 verse 13 reminds us that we will find God when we seek him with all our hearts. And we probably all know verse 11 of Jeremiah 29 that says that the plans that God has for us are to prosper us and to give us hope. Hope. Not worry, but hope when we seek God. In the chapter of Matthew that we heard earlier, Jesus had previously taught his followers how to pray, not if, but when we pray to our Heavenly Father, who already knows all our need. Ask for his kingdom to come, for his will to be done. Jesus was teaching that we are to ask for kingdom attitudes, attributes and principles. We do not need to worry, but we can cast our care upon the Lord because he is our King, our Father who wants to bless us abundantly. He knows our needs. He wants us to make his kingdom visible here on earth through our attitudes in and through every situation. Jesus tells us in John 16 verse 33 that we will have trouble. But he also says that we can cheer up because he's overcome the world. Jesus is telling us that. Our hope should always, therefore, be in the Lord. And as we hope in the Lord, we reflect his character. My favourite verse in the Bible, Genesis 1 verse 26, tells us that we are made in the image, in the likeness of Almighty God. I read it often to try and grasp all of what that means. Worry is not a part of the character of God. So we must release that fear that comes in the form of worry, not hold on to it. We can cast our care, as we read in 1 Peter 5:7. But we have to decide to live with that hope-filled heart and attitude, to live by faith, submitting to the authority of the culture of the kingdom of heaven. I'm learning to develop an attitude of gratitude, to live with optimism in all circumstances as a child of the King, bringing the will of God to earth, living under the authority of Almighty God, bringing glory to our Heavenly Father. If we can develop this thought process and begin to create in our life an environment where the Word of God, His principles, can grow in our hearts and in our mind, and we commit to doing that, we'll be drawn to the success that God wants us to have. Jesus promises that if we do His Father's will, everything else will be given to us. The kingdom principles that Jesus shares all through His ministry are for us today. The kingdom of God is here. Jesus shows us the way. Jesus came in the authority of His Heavenly Father, bringing His kingdom to earth, so that we can begin to understand kingdom culture, where there is no worries. So often in life, victory is just the other side of worry or distress or emotional pain. It's then that we need to really seek the Lord with all our heart, pressing into the kingdom of God, bringing everything to Jesus and leaving it with Him. Focus on our Heavenly Father, trusting in His ways, just as children trust. That is how we can live kingdom life here on earth, just as Jesus came to demonstrate. The Word, God's idea, became flesh. So as followers of Jesus, we must learn to live by faith, not by sight. Faith in kingdom principles, faith in God. Not easy, but with God all things are possible. Because we have decided to follow in the ways of the kingdom that Jesus brings, we can follow the example of Jesus to bring God's will to earth. That needs to be our main focus in life. When we submit to kingdom life, we come as a child and accept the word of God, trusting and obediently submitting to God's authority. We have all that we need here for a successful, peaceful, fruitful, not fearful life. Jesus says in Matthew 19, verse 17, if you want to enter life, to really live here on earth, obey my commandments. Enter in this context means to really soak in the heavenly environment here on earth, to rest in the knowledge that God knows everything that we need. We can live successfully by learning the principles that are in the book that we call the Bible and look to Jesus for our example, placing our faith in the Word that became flesh. Jesus, who is the Word of God, the fixed, predictable Word of God, the unchanging Word. It's our manual for living a successful life. Now, we all know that the enemy is subtle in his attacks, and they're so often on our mind. So we really need to be able to guard our heart and mind. We're told this in Proverbs 4, verse 23, to think on the things that are above. Everything comes from the flow of the thoughts in our mind, how we think, what we believe, and then therefore how we behave. So we must guard our hearts and mind. How do we do this? We meditate on the Word of God. The more we know the Word of God, the more it will sustain us through difficult times. If we allow the newspapers or the television to penetrate too deeply into our minds, we can get distracted and we won't be able to do what God is calling us to do. We need to do what God wants us to do on this day. Today is the day that we need to display those kingdom principles. I find that remembering that verse, as I said to you earlier, I read it most days, remembering that we are made in the image of God. The image of God, we have the characteristics of God. We have self-control, so so we can control our mind and we can think on the positive things. We can recreate the thought processes, learning to rest in the power and authority of God, creating an image of myself that lines up with what God says about me and not conforming to this world. When worries come, I remind myself that I haven't been given a spirit of fear, but instead a spirit of peace, joy, and self-control. I had to do that often this morning, as you can imagine, standing here today. If we allow ourselves to slip into that worry, and we are not displaying the characteristics of our Heavenly Father, we are not displaying kingdom life here on earth. We've forgotten whose authority we are under as children of the King. So remember who you are. You are filled with overcoming power and authority to cast out fear. God is ordering our steps. The more we magnify God in our lives through praise, worship, fellowship with other believers, and making study and the pursuit of understanding the Word of God, making that the most important part of our life, we will have victory in every area of our life. Worries do come, but we can change our response and keep lining them up with the image of God. Jesus says that your Father knows that you need clothes, that you need food, that you need water. He sees you. He loves you. Seek first the kingdom of God. When we really start to grasp the greatness of our God, his principles, his kingdom culture, we really can begin to live a life full of his peace, his joy, kingdom life that Jesus came to bring. Jesus uses imagery to help us to see that God has provided everything for us. Even for the birds of the air, they have the worms, trees, twigs, everything they need to be the bird that God created them to be. Flowers have the soil, the sunshine, and certainly the rain, everything they need to achieve their purpose. When we feel heavy burdens, slip into worry, just look at those birds. Look at the beautiful flowers, every one unique, that your Heavenly Father has made. You are so much more valuable than any of those. We must have faith in the kingdom culture. We must submit to the authority of Almighty God and understanding that his will and his purposes are for good. Jesus says, follow me. Look at me. I am the embodiment of the Word of God, God's idea of how a human should live here on earth. I know how to know how to succeed. We must study the thoughts, the Word, the ideas of God. We need to follow Jesus. I encourage you to fall in love with the Word of God. Allow the Bible to fill your heart and mind. I believe the discipline of study will transform your mind and allowing you to really enter in to the culture of the kingdom of God here on earth. Be impacted by the word of God, not the world around us. As we begin to renew our minds to what God says about us, we can live in peace. We might have obstacles, but we can use those obstacles to further develop our faith and not stop us. We can keep on growing into the people that God wants us to be. If we commit our lives to following Jesus and doing as Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, change will come. Change will come in your life. Change will come in the community of Whitley Lodge Baptist Church and the people around. We can bring the kingdom of God here to earth because Jesus has brought it to us and shown us the way. It can be for us here now, this very day. As you begin to change on the inside, you will display different behavior on the outside. You will begin to see that God really does have a plan and a purpose for your life. Remember your identity. Your true identity is in Christ Jesus. Study him, get to know him, and let him lead you along that narrow path of righteousness where there really is fullness of joy. And we read in Psalm 16, verse 11, we can read and read again that narrow path of righteousness full of joy. Remind yourself every day about what God says about you. Don't worry about what other people say about you. Think on what God says about you. Nothing and no one can snatch you from the hand of God, as we read in John 10, verse 28. Paul also asks this question. If God is for us, who can be against us? And he goes on in Romans 8 to say, nothing can separate us from the love of God. And if you read that chapter, there's lots of things in there that you might think could separate you, but God says there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. Life can be difficult. I stand here today who is somebody who used to be under the chairs or under a table or having an asthma attack. I am a completely new person because of the love of God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And when we study his word, we become living proof of that word. We can live with that love of God around us. God will sustain us in all situations and all circumstances. We need to live by faith. We need to be followers of Jesus. Nothing surprises God. We truly can look around and see his wonderful creation. We must guard our hearts and make sure that we are focusing on the will and the way of God. God has you and me in the palm of his hand. Each and every one of us can think about incidents that happened, how you meet people and you find yourself in places that you could never have planned. They are God incidences. God has you and me in the palm of his hand. And he is saying to you today, follow me. Follow me. Because I love you. There is no greater love than the love of God. We love one another, but we love through, in and through the love of God. Follow me and I will show you the kingdom of God. We can experience, as Mickey said today, he said earlier this morning, we can experience the very presence of God here and now. We can experience the presence of God like never before when you just capture the vision and the purpose that God has for you in your life. Allow yourself to look at the birds of the sky. Allow yourself to listen to the waves on that sea and hear that small, still voice of God saying, he loves you. He holds you. He sees you. And he wants you to do something wonderful here on earth. As I said earlier when I was talking about our invitation to our house, each and every one of you have brought something special to Peter and I. Collectively, you're a wonderful family to worship with, but each one of you individually has brought something very special to our lives that we didn't have before, that we didn't have and we wouldn't have experienced had we said, we're not moving. But we just felt that God was calling us to an opportunity. So we decided to submit our ways, and we are seeing and reaping all the time that life of abundance, full of faith, not always seeing the way, peace through the love of God. And it is yours, and it is yours today. Today is the day the Lord has made. Let us give thanks and rejoice in it. And you can live in the peace under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you to Rachel. Thank you for everybody. And have a great week. And we'll see you soon. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you, give you peace. Amen.